Welcome to Entrepreneurs of Reinvention, hosted by Vedette Global Media. 100 days of support, of hope, and encouraging stories from entrepreneurs who had to reinvent themselves, pivot, and create in a time, in a challenging time like 2020. We hope you enjoy these stories. Follow them and more on our Facebook group, Media Mastery. Find us on Facebook. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm Angel Tussey. I am your host. Okay. Welcome to Entrepreneurs of Reinvention, 100 stories of support, encouragement, and hope. My name is Angel Tussey. I am your media matchmaker and the host of Entrepreneurs of Reinvention. Super excited to introduce our guest today, Dr. Brenda Stratton. Brenda, how are you?
I'm great.
You're great. Well, I'm super excited to have you here with us. Yeah, you were telling me right before we went live that you might be my eldest of guests on the show. And I'm thinking, how old could you possibly be, darling? Because you have such a youthful spirit.
Well, I am 72 years young and I'm proud of it.
You should be. You should be. Like, girl, I know people in their 60s who are older than you, if you know what I mean. Like, you have such a youthful spirit. And I want to talk about that. I want to introduce you to our audience. She is a speaker, 4 times international best-selling author, a teacher, a coach, a publisher, right? She's got a few years under her belt, right? Walking the walk. Being rejected in her mother's womb, she says she knows the pain of rejection. She is the world's only meologist, teaching you how to get over yourself and stop sabotaging your life. She has over 45 years experience speaking, teaching, and coaching over 2,000 people in over 35 countries, as well as on death row in a California prison. She's the television producer and host of Revolutionize My Life, where evolution occurs one step at a time, featured on the Zondra TV network. Brenda, you have a colorful past.
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's talk about this phrase, this meologist, because I think that just kind of encapsulates your entire story into something really beautiful and what you're doing now to serve the world. So talk about, I've never heard the word meologist. Is that your phrase?
Yes, it's a made up word. In fact, my book coach helped me to, he's very good with all those kind of ologist words. And after he read my book, Lord Deliver Me From Me, How to Stop Becoming Your Own Worst Enemy. And he would use this book all over. He said, you really help people get over me, how to stop being your own worst enemy. Many times in our lives, we have a lot of pain, a lot of things going on, and we blame everybody else. But I help people to find out where that pain is, stop being stuck in a position, and get over me, because life is waiting for them. But sometimes we just want to be in our own self-pity party with cake and ice cream. And I know that well.
Well, this is, you know, almost been an environment of pity party that has happened over the last 12 months or so, where something is happening in the world and it's not our fault. And it's almost like giving us a free pass to say, blame it on somebody else. But this is truly an epidemic of people not taking responsibility, don't you think?
Oh, yes. I think, listen, 2019 prepared me for 2020. Part of my story that I share, I've been a missionary 45 years. When you lose half of your income, it causes you to pivot and change. So when 2020, I was already prepared because I had hit my sinkhole, my pothole, and I had to get up and get out.
Okay, so that you knew, right? You knew, like there was a very specific thing that had happened. You're like, okay, this is the thing that has happened I need to recover from. But you help people to dig even deeper than that, Brenda. Things that we don't always even know. Like if we lost our job, we lost our income, something happened, we can pinpoint it. How do you people go even deeper if we don't even know, like, what is the thing holding us back?
Well, I help people because from my mother's womb, I was released from rejection. But it started with this simple story. I was in a room and we were asking, they were asking questions. What was your life like between ages of 12 and 16? Before they got to me, I began to weep and cry and weep and cry. I couldn't understand why. And so I asked a question. When I got sober enough to ask this question, why am I like this? What is this? And a voice familiar to me that I knew was God said, in your mother's womb, you got the spirit of rejection. I never knew that, never. And I went and talked to her about it, not to put blame on her, but she said, I didn't think I could get pregnant. I was 5 years difference between you and your sister. And so I went to two doctors in the same day. But me being in her womb felt that as rejection. And a lot of times, the greatest gift that we've been given is the ability to forget. So we have experiences in our lives because we're just a conglomeration of our experiences that have hurt us. When a child, we couldn't even know how to articulate back in the day. You know, children today can say, you hurt me, you did this to me and stuff. We couldn't say it. And if we did say it, we'd be thrown under the couch. So we buried it, but it's still there. Anything that is buried, not dealt with, will come up stinking at the most inopportune time. So because I went on a journey to discover how to get released from this pain, I went every place and everywhere to get the healing I need. Then I was able, because I had been walked back through the pages of my life and shown certain things. And I have been able to really help thousands and thousands of people.
I love how you say, if we bury it, it's going to show up stinking in the wrong pace of life. Like right at the time we are like, think we're getting ready to shine. It kind of just comes back stinking like this old stuff. I think that's a pretty big mission, Brenda, to want to help people walk through, like to deal with that on your own, but then to say, I want to help others to find out what's holding them back and help them to release it. That's a very strong calling.
Well, yes, I was given that. God said, because you've been healed, you've been helped, go help other people. And he gave me the tools and the ability to do it. You know, he pinpoints this. Mm-hmm. I take his hand and I take that person's hand, and through going back, God shows and he shows us a specific thing. It's amazing what he shows every person, because it's all different.
Yeah, it would be, right? Like we've all been in a different path, a different time. One of the things, Brenda, that I think is super valuable and would be really valuable to our audience is, you were in ministry, you were full-time in ministry. Yeah. And now you are out on your own serving your clients. And one of the things that you said, you were pretty much doing it for free.
Yes.
You didn't see like the value in it and how to charge, right? And I think for many small business owners, even if they weren't in ministry, you know, figuring out like that people would pay me for this, you know, that I am valuable, that I can, that there is a better service when people invest in themselves. How did you make that shift, that mind shift from going to giving it away for free to turning it into a business?
Well, I had a coach that kept saying, you are valuable. What you give is valuable. And he said, you are valuable. You have to honor what you do. Now I know what I do. I get the results. I've seen it. I have thousands of testimonies, but it was free because sometime it was like given in the church or given out on a mission journey. And so people were looking to get help, but people don't want to pay. It is so true that when people invest in themselves, they honor it more. So I went from free to a fee, but it was a mindset with me. I think it was more guilt than anything. How can I charge for these for these great gifts and ability that God has given me. I know I get the results, but because I'm in mission focus, now that really does a mindset on you. I had to really reinvent my mind, and I still do mission, my mission. Now I'm having my business to support my mission. And so it was a mindset. I had to come up, and I had to say this to people. I had to put on my big girl's panties, and I had to get up and say, I can do this. And I know that what I speak is valuable because it's coming from God. He's directing this. I'm a charge. And he, what the workman is worthy of is hire. I had to create that in my mind.
That was powerful, right? That is so powerful. And I know our audience is going, oh, yes, yes, I need to, right? Realize that I do have value. And what did you say? Went from free to a fee, right? And people will. People are looking for somebody who has walked that walk in front of them, who can take their hand and guide them through their jungle. And even if you're just a couple of streets ahead of them, you're still ahead of them. And that has absolute value. All right, Dr. Brenda Stratton, what is your best advice for people who are thinking of making a shift, pivoting, right? Like you were forced to because of how things all shut down. I imagine you've pivoted more than once in your life.
Oh, many times, but this pivot, you know, you need to trust in yourself through God and believe that you can do this. You have to change your self-talk. You have to watch your self-talk, what you say to yourself when nobody is listening. You have to declare your identity out loud. I'm a great proponent of that. I teach people how to have an identity statement to define themselves from what God says about them and not what they think or what others said, because a lot of this stuff from childhood, not to blame your parents or guardians and that, but it was another kind of mindset out there. Many times it was a negative mindset. Even if they wanted you to do well, they would make you negative or they would say something. And know that what you have to offer is benefiting somebody else. We're not made as an island into this world. So when we come in and we experience a knockdown, a fall, and we get up, we help somebody else because that will teach others how to do it. And so I would tell people, believe in yourself, speak the right words to yourself, get a partner. I have always had prayer partners, a coach, read my book, Lord, Deliver Me From Me, How to Stop Becoming Your Own Worst Enemy. And one book I like that really does help is Shad Helmstetter's 365 Positive Self-Talks.
I love that you mentioned Dr. Shad Helmstetter. I have his book, Oldie, right? What to Say When You Talk to Yourself. It was one of the very first personal development books I ever read. And then I got to share stage with Dr. Helmstetter. He came to Denver and a friend of mine was putting an event together, and it was me and him as the speakers at this great event. The guy, he's right. Like the words we say matter, absolutely matter. And I think that's probably a lot of what you cover at the Meologist. Like,
yes,
it's me. Like I'm the one. If like we have choice, if we want to look at the what is holding us back or what is moving, like look in the mirror, right? Look in the mirror and you'll see it, which is, you know, easy, but tough.
Yes. You will not rise above what you believe about yourself. So you looking to others to support you. You cannot rise above your own belief. Neither can you teach anybody anything that you have not experienced. You know, through your experience, you can't lead anybody any higher than you haven't been willing to go for yourself. Your teaching has much more authority when you teach it from a place of I've been there.
Oh, this is good stuff. This is really good stuff. Of course, I'm taking notes because I want to include these in our Entrepreneurs of Reinvention book. We have a three volume series. The first one comes out March 13th, and I'm super excited. And so I'm taking notes to make sure we put all your juicy goodness in there. Brenda, what impact would you like to leave on the world?
Well, I would like to, as a believer, God gives you a vision about what he says about who you are and your purpose. He always starts at the end and then builds through your life. And so he has shown me that as I come before him, millions of people coming behind me. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting that influence of things that I've recommended to other people, and they have therefore become teachers of what I'm teaching. So with my new television show, I'm going to have that opportunity to affect millions of people. It's so important because at this age I am, I have less sight on this side. And I want to make sure that I am leaving a great impact, that people's lives will be changed. They will be at peace. They will come into freedom. They will learn their identity. And those who are in Christ will learn their inheritance. And so I want to leave that impact.
So I know we talked about you have the TV show Revolutionize My Life on the Zandra TV network. Talk about what the show is about.
Well, I give people steps to revolutionize their life, like we did, where's the pain? Where's that pain that you're feeling? Let's explore. And I did Digging Up the Roots with Zandra. She was a good a person to go through that with, and because she's so expressive. And being a transformational coach, she always told me, I'm a transformational coach, but we got down to some nitty gritties. I get down to the nitty gritties to get rid of the root. If you don't get rid of the root, the fruit will remain. And so you have to dig up the roots. I had a tree that was dead in my yard, and my brother said, we have to dig up this tree. And then they said, but we're not through until we dig up the roots, because they will still keep growing and causing havoc. Mm-hmm. So digging up the root, monopoly of the mind. Who's building real estate in your mind?
Ooh. Well, I know, like, whenever you're like out pulling weeds, right? If you just pull the top part of the weed, it comes back. You've got to dig down to the root, or that weed will continue to grow. And that's the thing. Like, we can put a Band-Aid on it. And if we are putting a Band-Aid on it, then it's, you know, it will resurface. I love how she said that, like, it'll come back to stink up later on in your life if you don't control that. Okay, so the TV show is Revolutionize My Life. You've got the book writing course. You've also got several books. I know you're working on your fifth book, Being a Missionary of Color. Brenda, let's do some final words of wisdom of what you want to leave people with, and then how they can connect with you. And I muted you because of the phone. So go ahead and unmute yourself.
Yeah. Is it there? Yep. All right. Well, the final words of wisdom is that when you fall in a pothole, and we will do in life, the COVID was a pothole. You didn't see it coming. But to know that you can get up out the pothole. It's not how you fall down that matters. It's how you get up and rise. And I mean, get up. You get up from that place. You don't have to stay. Life does not define you by the circumstances you face. They're only opportunities and stepping stones to the great advantages you have in living this life. So I want to tell you to get up.
Get up, get up. Well, I mean, Brenda, you've got so much wisdom inside of you, your books, your TV shows, everything that you're doing now to share your story. I'm so glad that you are sharing your wisdom with the world, that you recognize the value that you bring to the table, and that even though there was rejection from the earliest of your creation, that you're absolutely blossoming. You're absolutely serving the world in a very beautiful way. And I'm so pleased that you took time to be a guest on our show today.
Well, thank you so much. And the way they can to find me is go to revolutionizemylife.com, and there's a free gift. And also, if you want to have a free discovery call.
Revolutionizemylife.com. Like, get out of your own way from the world's only meologist, stop teaching you how to get over yourself and stop sabotaging your life. And if you feel like 2020 or anything of the pandemic came in and rocked your world, well, it probably did, because it probably dug up something stinky inside of your life. Brenda, anything else you want to share before we have to let you go?
Oh, it's just a joy to be here. I want to tell people, look, if I can do this, and I'm 72, had to pivot and learn a lot of technological things, okay, that didn't come from my upbringing, because I'm an old-fashioned school teacher. I was, you know, trained as a school teacher. So I had to learn a whole lot of new ways on this social media highway. And if I can do this, you can too.
She said it herself, the world's only meologist. If I can do it, you can do it. Well, this is Entrepreneurs of Reinvention, stories of support, encouragement, and hope. Hope you'll share this with others. And if you know somebody who has reinvented, send them our way. We'd love to share their stories here. I'm Angel Tussey, your media exposure specialist. Thanks so much for hanging out with us today. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to Entrepreneurs of Reinvention, 100 days of support, hope, and encouragement. Again, follow us on our Facebook group, Media Mastery, and download your complimentary starter kit if you're looking for media exposure by going to my website, makeyourbigimpact.com. That's makeyourbigimpact.com. We'll see you next time.